Jesus began speaking in the synagogue and said, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all responded with amazement at the gracious words that came from his mouth. So Jewish temple worship, worship in the synagogue when they came together on the Sabbath, they listened to the word of God and they heard the word of God, which we would refer to as the Old Testament, right? As if it were God speaking to them. But when Jesus comes and speaks in the temple and reads the gospel and reads the scriptures, it takes it to a whole nother level. Today, this scripture passage, this word of God is fulfilled in your hearing. Take a step back and just reflect upon the significance of what is happening in the temple. Okay, first of all, the understanding when you come to worship in the synagogue and for us in the church, when the word of God is proclaimed, it's not just the word of man, it's God speaking to us. And in fact, the explanation of the church, as far as the ritual goes for the priest in the Mass, when the sacred scriptures are read in the church, God himself speaks to his people. So that first reading, the responsorial psalm, the second reading, that's all God speaking to us. And then it goes to a whole nother level, just like Jesus coming into the synagogue. This is fulfilled in your hearing. It's God speaking directly to them. And they're caught up in amazement at the gracious words that he speaks. And so the church teaches that when the gospel is read here at Mass, it is Christ himself present in his own word proclaiming the gospel. These are amazing truths of our faith that really need to be reflected upon. And why is that? Well, let me refer to a line from St. Francis de Sales in the Introduction to the Devout Life. So his classic to all people who are seeking to live a deeper life of devotion and an interior life. He said that when we come to prayer, so there's a method for prayer. He says when we come to prayer, the first thing that we do need to do is call to mind the presence of God, that we're speaking with the Lord. Because it's easy for us to come into a church, right, or maybe to go to our prayer space at home and be thinking about a million different things and then just kind of start rattling off our prayers. So the first thing is to come to an awareness of the presence of God. And this is what he says, St. Francis de Sales says, "It is needful to rouse the soul to a steadfast remembrance and thought of the presence of God." I love that word, rouse the soul. The first thing that comes to my mind is an experience in college at Fort Hays State when I was in Wiest Hall, and we would go to the 6:30 a.m. Mass on during the week at St. Joseph's. And there was a neighbor on that hall on the seventh floor, and he would always want to go with me, but he was not a morning person. So I'd be knocking on the door like 6:15 and knocking on the door at 6:20. Finally, I'd be banging on the door, open the door, and get up. And he's still kind of laying in bed. I was like rousing him, you know. Sometimes we need to be roused. And so that's what St. Francis de Sales is saying about. That's how we need to start off our prayer. Because we come and we do the same thing every single Sunday, listening to the scriptures. But are we aware and attentive that God is speaking to us? That's incredible. God is speaking to us. And that when the gospel is read, it is Christ himself speaking and proclaiming the word. You know, even if I didn't get anything out of the readings or the gospel, just the fact that if I actually believe and was aware that God spoke to me, that'd be enough for me for the rest of the week. Think about it. God spoke to me today. You know, I mean, really. And this is what we believe. And we're going to be reading, I think, pages like 60, 55 through 90 for the book study for this week. And it's all on the liturgy of the word. And Dr. Shree goes in and he talks about how the church is at Mass in the liturgy of the word. There's all kinds of rituals to kind of get us ready so that we're present and attentive to God communicating and talking to us. And so when it comes to the gospel, what is he goes through kind of our ritual that, what's the first thing that happens? Well, we hear everybody stands, right? Everybody stands. You could kind of, this is a weak analogy, but think about in an analogous way when you go to a sporting event. Like if you go watch the Shockers or a professional sporting event, what happens? The announcer kind of, you know, makes the announcement that the team is about ready to come out. And so what's everybody do? They get up off their seats, right? Yeah. Right? And so we know that Jesus is going to be in the house proclaiming to us, speaking to us directly. The first thing that we do is that we stand up, right? Something significant is going to happen. And then what do? We go immediately to the Alleluia. Well, the Alleluia means, that word, Hebrew word, literally means praise the Lord. So it's like, you know, think about in the basketball analogy, the crowd cheering, yes, Alleluia, praise the Lord. This is happening. This is great. And then what happens? Well, we have candle bearers, and some Sundays we have a thurifer that meet for a small procession to the ambo, right? So we're building up to the big event. You think about in a basketball game, you know, after the players come onto the court and they do a little warming up, then you have what? Starting lineups, right? And the national anthem. It's getting ready for a climax for the main event. And then we get here to the ambo, and there is a greeting. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. And then we sign ourselves on the forehead, on the lips, on the heart, that my thoughts, my words, and my deeds might be transformed by the words of the gospel. Just as we confessed in the confiteor at the beginning of Mass that we have sinned through our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, now we're asking the Lord to come into our mind, to transform our thoughts, to transform our tongue so that we could proclaim God's works, and to transform our heart so that our behavior reflects our belief. So think of just the ritual, how the ritual is arranged and coordinated in the celebration of the liturgy of the word to lead us to that awareness and attentiveness that Jesus Christ is speaking to me right now. And I don't care if I didn't get one word, that's enough for me.